Got to tell the quick story because I promised I would. It was 1950. Edmund T. Yeheh was working tirelessly to pay his bills and grow his business. One day in 1950, a gentleman referred by a friend entered the store to shop for an engagement ring. He didn't find exactly what he was looking for. He thanked Edmund, and he turned to leave. Just then, Edmund exclaimed, "Wait, wait, I have one more ring in the back." What the customer didn't know was that Edmund had brought Betty Jean, his wife's engagement ring, to the store that day to be cleaned. And that was the ring he was referring to. Edmund brought out the ring, showed it to the customer. The customer said, "Perfect, I'll take it." He purchased the ring. He sold his wife's engagement ring. That's how hard he was working to start his business. Later, when Betty Jean was asked if she was upset by this exchange, she responded, quote, "No, I knew he would replace it with a larger diamond." Your mom and dad, Pamela, had a love affair. It was a beautiful love affair. I've told the story already. I was wearing my tie untied most of the morning.
I noticed you tied it.
I tied it out of respect for the family. But Dad used to have that tie around his neck or at his desk. And I walked in once, and he was tying his tie as he walked out the door. He said, "Do you have to go to a meeting, Mr. A.E., or something?" "No, no, no. I have to have the tie on when I go home to Betty Jean." I mean, think about that. That's the kind of love affair, the kind of man. Yeah. And your mother as the matriarch, I can't believe it's 2020 when we lost her. I kept thinking it was this year. I mean, it all seems so fresh. But how proud she is of the children, the second generation, your brother Peter, your brother Chris, your brother Greg. I saw Greg walk in. He's usually traveling around the world buying diamonds in Antwerp and other places. That's why you have the best diamonds. Peter, Chris, Greg, Lowell, who's retired, but he sent Gina in, his wife, to be in his place for the business here. Oh, there she is holding her phone. And of course, Pamela Ahe Thomas, the only girl.
Right. Yes, I was blessed with six brothers.
That's a nice way to put that, blessed with six brothers. Well, it's a great family business. You've done a tremendous job on your own. You went to art school. You learned about art and jewelry and a bunch of other things that led you to some, not just awards, but major international awards for some of the jewelry that you have created.
Yes, I've been very blessed with that also, Paul. I've always liked to be creative, and honestly, I didn't know I was going to end up in the jewelry business. I always worked here when I was on break from school, and I thought I was going to go possibly into art education or some other facet. But while I was here, I started doing some designs, and we were creating them, and it just went from there.
And I hope that you've loved it.
I've loved it. I've loved it.
Because you've been here all your life.
I have been here all my life.
You came in, you stopped by to ask for directions, and you stayed.
That's right. Exactly.
You got the family bug, and you didn't just make it on your name. Being an Ahe, I mentioned some of the awards. The Platinum Guild International's first place award worldwide for something that you created is really spectacular.
Well, thank you. I was very honored.
And the beauty is, with you and your brother Chris, and I'm not sure, I know Chris has done some of this stuff
Chris is awesome. Chris has been doing so much design lately. He has a wonderful eye. And so much of what we have in our cases now are things that Chris has created.
And the beauty, though, too, is right here in Grosse Pointe Woods on Mack Avenue, and for 75 years celebrating their 75th anniversary of celebrating life's special moments, the beauty is when they come in here and they speak to you or Chris, for example, they can describe to you something that doesn't even exist yet.
Correct.
Or sometimes I know we, as customers, bring in pictures and say, "I like this, but I'd like it to be kind of like that. Can you make that?"
Correct.
And you do.
My answer usually is we could pretty much do anything, and we have, and it's been great. We have an amazing staff. We have amazing jewelers. We have a shop right in the back. And honestly, there's not too many things that we can't do, and it's been really fun. And so creative. And one of the things my dad always said is we are so lucky. We're in a business of making people happy. And nothing's greater than when you bring out a piece that you've created for a customer and to see their expression. And it's really very fulfilling.
And I have to tell you, again, as an oftentimes customer, you never make anyone feel pressured to do something.
No, we never work on commission. No one's trying to meet any numbers. We're just there trying to hopefully help the client that comes in to just make it a special occasion, a special memory for them.
And you, when you are commissioned, if you will, or on your own decide to create jewelry, for example, for Pope John Paul II, now St. John Paul the Great,
yes,
you're not going to send it. With all due respect, you've got beautiful brand name jewelry, but you're right, not going to send something that's a brand name that could be found anywhere. You create something,
yes,
for the Pope. You create something,
correct,
for the Duke and Duchess, the King and the Queens,
yes,
that have gotten AHI jewelry. That's so very special.
It is.
Yet you don't brag about it, and people don't even know about it until I tell them on the radio.
Well, we try to be humble, and we're very honored.
Well, you are very humble and very honored. And when you consider what your mom and dad built from a bowling alley, and not their bowling alley, his uncle's bowling alley.
I know. It is. It is mind-boggling. It really is. We're so blessed. We're like probably 70 right now in our family. My mom was an only child. She always wanted a large family.
Oh, boy, did she get it.
She got it. And we not only work together, but we play together. We love each other, and we like each other, too.
Honest to God, I've said this before, and we both have to pull ourselves together right
now.
But I said, I've never seen a family business as big as this one that gets along as well as this one. Because I'm around you guys all the time. And I've never heard anyone say a bad thing about anyone else. There's not the jealousy or anything in this family business.
So when John and... Oh, am I done?
No, keep talking.
Okay. When John and my mom passed 2 years ago, you know, we said, what are we waiting for? What are we doing? We need to close the store for a week and do a family vacation. We've always done family vacations, but they were only going to be for like a weekend because we could never close the store. So we agreed to do that, and we planned a family vacation up north, and we found this beautiful home that actually housed all 70 of us.
Wow.
And I was so nervous. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be under the same roof for a whole week.
And it was beautiful.
And we had a great time. Nobody fought, nothing.
You should put one of your AHI Christmas cards up on the counter here.
Yeah,
I've never seen this many people in the family.
I know.
21 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, 70 people working for excellence.
Right.
God bless you and the entire family.
Thank you. Pamela. Thank you so much, Paul.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks to all. We'll see you soon. Regards, Paul W. Smith.